This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Charity by the Numbers, Not the Need. Buried in the flotsam of comments on Facebook, Zuckerberg and his commitment to transfer potentially $45 billion into an investment vehicle that allowed him to make gifts, political donations, and direct investments, or in other words, letting him continue to spend the money any way he pleases, is a continuing fashion of giving as less a gift than an investment expecting a return. Columnists for the Wall Street Journal are unsurprisingly front and center applauding this movement. Jason Zweig favorably quotes John List, a University of Chicago economist, saying that donations should be managed the same way you manage an investment portfolio. List says you need to treat this sector exactly the way you would when selecting funds in your 401k or analyzing a company's annual report. We are now examining the beating heart of the 1%. So the philanthropic investor, following head, not heart, would consult sources that vet social change and nonprofits by the metrics in annual reports. They suggest innovations for poverty action, touting the standard that whatever you can measure, you should measure, and we may presume give accordingly. The International Aid Transparency Initiative is touted, which claims to publish the cost and effectiveness for 350 of the thousands and thousands and thousands of charities. GiveWell in San Francisco is mentioned for its research of charities to determine whether their programs are effective and post its due diligence reviews on their website. Professor List, ever the Debbie Downer, horns in again with the scold that probably less than 10% count the beans closely enough to see if stuff is working. Looking at the boards of some of these outfits, it's shocking to see how few have any real experience in the field building organizations, running projects, and trying to make stuff happen. In the tech and finance world, perhaps the old adage that those who can't do, teach, has become those who can't do, measure. And what do you get by crunching the numbers? Not happiness, I can assure you. I faithfully read and subscribe to High Country News on a weekly basis. It's a newspaper that specializes in covering issues and developments in the western states, and it does an excellent job of it and has for 45 years. It's a 501c3. I've had close friends and comrades who've served on its board, so not only do I trust its mission and work, I respect its governance and its numbers. Following the fad of metrics, transparency, and accountability, just as the Journal, Wall Street, and Silicon Valley would advocate, High Country News recently sent to all subscribers its 2015 annual report, probably in hopes of boosting end-of-the-year gifts. The profit and loss statement, though, was sobering. They recorded $2.7 million in revenue and spent slightly less than that, so that's good news. Subscription and advertising revenue only make up 38% of the total income, while 39% of the expense was taken up by fundraising cost, ad cost, subscription acquisition, admin, and overhead. Grants and contributions in the research fund were 59% of the revenue, and production and editorial content, the actual writing of the newspaper that convinces people like me to subscribe, were 61% of the cost. Throw into the mix another statement: the average print subscriber is over 50 years of age, and online readers' average age is pushing that. And this critical social enterprise is not only in trouble, but only sustainable about one-third of its current operational size. So sure, we measured and we found the work excellent, but the situation, stone cold depressing. What would the one percenters do? If it was a Silicon Valley app, the hypocrites would plow in money even if it had no income at all for years. If it were a Wall Street play, millions more might invest in the hope of a sale or a new product, moving money from one pocket to another and skimming off the change. If High Country News was buying and selling real estate in the West, the one percenters might flock to buy in, but not to hear about what it takes to protect and support the West. Can a gift be reduced to a simple measure of dollar and cents? No way. We have to support what we need, love, and believe in, regardless of the numbers. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.